Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Breaux, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We start things off with Guitar Shorty, originally from Houston, Texas, grew up in Florida. He first recorded for Cobra Records out of Chicago back in 1957. He was, for a while, a brother-in-law of Jimi Hendrix. From his 2010 release, Bare Knuckles, here is Guitar Shorty with a little number called Neverland.
Say when you're back. You never call me a doctor, no man. Till half past a heart attack. You may need a man. I'll never, never land. You never said you was married. 3 times before. Ooh. You never said that was boyfriends. Keep it score. I never plan. I never, never land. You're that good star. So many hours of candles and flowers. You took you in your love. But this place you've taken me is not what I was thinking of. You never say you my sugar. You never act like my mate. There's always quicksand in a never, never land. I never planned for a never, never land. You may.
Don't you know that the landlord rang my front door bell? I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window, I peeped through the blind. I asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, money, honey. Now
was so hard pressed. I called a woman that I loved the best. I finally got my baby about a 3:30. She said,
I'd like to know what you want.
Band calling themselves the L.A. Blues Alliance, and a track from their disc What a Life that came out in 2007. Vocals, of course, Keb Moe, and on the electric slide guitar on that particular track, Sonny Landreth, Money Honey. Before we heard Keb and Sonny and the L.A. Blues Alliance, we heard Guitar Shorty from his disc Bare Knuckle. Again, that one came out in 2010, and Guitar Shorty did a piece for us called Neverland. He's quite a showman, really known more for his showmanship than for actually putting out a lot of recordings over the years. Again, he first recorded in 1957. Back then, in the 50s, he had worked with Ray Charles' band for a year. He later joined Guitar Slim's band. He's worked with a lot of greats in blues, Guitar Shorty. Next year on KRVS, we're going to go back 1 year and listen to a track from the Robert Cray Band's disc Nothing But Love. Here is a piece called Won't Be Coming Home.
As her car pulls out the driveway, don't wave goodbye. Her last words echo in my mind. Listen, honey, I gotta get away. I'm standing here watching her tail lights, as if there's some kind of sign fading into a memory. Just got tired of trying. So long, I hate to see you go. So I save my tears for later on down the road. How come I keep on holding on, knowing you won't be coming home? You won't be coming home.
days later, I get a letter. A picture of a room in some hotel. Sitting framed up on the table. A picture I know so well. You painted yourself into a corner. Now you're trying to paint something new. And your lipstick on the letter is a goodbye kiss from you. So long, I hate to see you go, but I'll save my tears for later on down the road. How come I keep on holding on, knowing you won't be coming home? Still set the table, still set it for you and me. It's become a habit, my own personal make-believe.
We'll be right back. thing for sure. You can't take it with you. That's one thing for sure. I got bags full of money.
Charles Burton Blues Band from Southern California, and from a very recent release, a disc called Sweet Potato Pie. And of course, was a number called Brown Paper Bag. Before we heard the Charles Burton Band, we heard Robert Cray and his band from the disc Nothing But Love. Again, that one came out last year. Robert Cray did Won't Be Coming Home. And we turn to another new release here on the Blues Box on KRVS. It's from a lady based out of Kansas City by the name of Samantha Fish. And she's recorded her latest disc, which is entitled Black Wind Howling, at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. Here is Samantha Fish with Let's Have Some Fun.
Coming straight for me. There's a hole in my soul where his heartache used to be. Well, I ain't your darling. I'm not your sweet little girl. I'm not your friend. Oh, honey, not anymore. I can't stand myself for the things I've done. Come on, baby, let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Oh, you have yourself a flask full of ideas. Oh, you know I'm pretty impressionable. Come on, baby, bend my ear. You're a bottomless pit that I just can't feel love. Said, honey, spend a little time, you might have better love. Well, lock that door now. Said, don't tell no one. Said, come on, baby, let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. let's have some fun.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannelorentz.com.
Knife-toting nanny, tell fast-talking Fanny, we gonna pitch a ball down to that Union Hall. We gonna romp and tromp till midnight. We gonna fuss and fight till daylight. We gonna pitch a wing and doodle all night long. All night long. All night long.
From 1965, that was Coco Taylor along with Willie Dixon recording for the Chess Records label back then. Dixon had introduced Coco Taylor to Chess Records. He had brought her into the studios and, of course, produced a number of tracks for Coco, this being one of the most famous from that particular era of sessions with Coco Taylor. Willie Dixon, of course, having written that song for Howling Wolf. Wolf recorded it. A number of others have also. And no, he did not. Excuse me, I'm getting confused here. Sorry about that. He wrote that. He recorded that one himself a while back. What was it, in the 1950s? Anyway, Buddy Guy also on that track, working, doing some studio work for Chess at the time. Before we heard Coco Taylor here on KRVS, we heard Samantha Fish from her brand new release, Black Wind Howling. And again, she did a number entitled Let's Have Some Fun. We're going to turn now to a tune that Willie Dixon did write for Howling Wolf, a number that was sort of based on an old Charlie Patton tune. And we're going to listen to the Allman Brothers and their treatment, 1966 treatment of the classic Spoonful.
shake it for me. Oh, shake it, little baby, then shake like a willow tree.
From 1961, that was Howling Wolf, along with Hubert Sumlin on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass on that track. A tune that Willie Dixon wrote for Howling Wolf, a number called Shake For Me, and of course the prior tune we heard was also written by Willie Dixon for Howling Wolf, Spoonful. We heard, though, the Allman Brothers from August of 1966 recording that tune, and of course Cream recorded a couple of versions of that number not all that long after the Allman Brothers did it. It's particular tune has had a pretty good run in the blues over the decades. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to check out some of the music going on around the area. There is a lot happening for the next few weeks, actually. Tonight, music kicks off in Lafayette with a band swap with the Patty Fiasco and also Fou Follet that takes place at Parc International. And music starts around 6 p.m. this evening. Then in Opelousas, Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band play for Opelousas Music and Market. Driving Sideways will play at Antlers tonight in downtown Lafayette. Big Deal Burlesque occurs at Artmosphere. Marsha Ball will be playing at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley tonight. Eric Lindell will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. at Imonelli. Al Berard plays McGee's Landing tonight. Lerone Rubin is at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Major Handy will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Jambalaya plays Randall's this evening. The Rayo Brothers will be at Route 92 in Youngsville. Kurt Boudreau plays Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. And the Dan DeSandro Trio will be at the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch this evening. Tomorrow morning, Joe Hall and Louisiana Cane Cutters play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon here in Lafayette, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. And tomorrow evening, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play blues at Agave Mexican Grill and Cantina. Also, the Specklers and Brother Deej will be at Artmosphere. Tomorrow, Scott Allen Staggis at Bisbano's, a Patty Fiasco, as well as Fou Follet will be playing Blue Moon Saloon. Kylie Fry is at Blue Dog Cafe tomorrow night. Also, tomorrow night, Donnie Broussard at La Poussière and Bro Bridge. Certain Satellites, Self-Aware Wolf, and the Ron Jeremies play the Wild Salmon tomorrow night. And also tomorrow evening there'll be a birthday tribute for Hank Williams Sr. That will feature Terry Huval, Hugh Harris, Vin Bruce, and D.L. Saunier. That's going to take place at the Liberty Theater in Eunice, and of course will be broadcast live here on KRVS tomorrow evening. Sunday, Jason Harrington plays for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Les Frères Michaud will play at Café des Amis in Brew Bridge. Sweet Crude and the Viatones will be at Blue Moon Saloon Sunday. Zydeco Ray at Randall's. Gino Delafosse at Whiskey River. The Delta Drifters at Artmosphere. Lee Benoit and the Bayou Stompers play for a Bal de Dimanche from 1 to 4 at Vermilionville on Sunday. Monday night, there's the Bluegrass Jam every Monday evening at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesday night is the night for a Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And Thursday evenings, David Egan plays at Charlie G's, and also Rhythms on the River. I don't have the listing in front of me right now, but they're having concerts for the next few weeks in River Ranch. And then, of course, next Saturday, the October 5th, will be the 2013 Latin Music Festival taking place at Parc International in downtown Lafayette from noon until 10 p.m. That's October 5th, and then the next weekend, October 11th through 13th, the Festival Acadien et Creole will be taking place in Girard Park. So lots of music coming up in the next few weeks. We mentioned Marsha Ball playing at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. Here's Marsha recorded live at one of the Kerrville Blues Festivals many years ago.
Someone told me you were cheating. But I couldn't take a word till I saw it with my own eyes. And then I knew it was true, everything I heard. two-timer. Everybody knows, hey, she's got a woman. Oh, she calls him daddy, and when he says goodnight to you, that's where he goes. So my sister says I'm crazy. She says, Marcia, girl, you out of your mind. But I couldn't throw you out. I never saw a man do better. And I'd rather know where you go than always be in doubt. And I know my man is just a two-timer. Yeah, now everybody knows. So I found me somebody, and I call him daddy. And when you say goodnight to me, that's where I go. I need that beat. Keep on clapping. If you ever love a two-timer, I can tell you one thing. I can tell you a bunch better. Yeah, you never call him your own. That's, he's not the, your man, he's just a two-timer. Everybody knows. He's got a woman, she calls him daddy, and when he says goodnight to you, honey, that don't mean it's not as true. When he says goodnight to you, ooh, oh man, that's just a two-timer. He's just a no good, I can't say it, it's a family crowd. He's just like that fella right down there in the front row. He's got too many women, and they're always hanging around him, fooling around with him. Call him up on the phone and say, oh, honey, why don't you come out and see me sometime? I live in Kerrville, you know, right up on top of that hill right there. Got a beautiful view from my hot tub. My daddy owns the liquor store. My mama owns a grocery store. My little sister is in Dallas. You don't think I'd invite you over if she was. And that man would probably say, oh, yeah, I'm coming. It doesn't matter. He's married. He's got three baby children at home under the age of 4 years old. His wife works at a telephone company, so he can dress like that. He's no good, he's no good. A two-timing man is always going to be that way. I tell you what you tell yourself. You say, anything that sweet loving man's going to do for me, he's also liable to do to me. So when you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror and you say, oh, waste not, won't not. And I told you, and I told you, and I told you, yeah, don't go out with a two-timing man, cause everybody knows it's always the same old story, two-timing man.
the life of a millionaire. Spending my money, I didn't care. Always taking my friends out for a good time. Buying champagne, some gin and wine. But just as soon as my dough got low, if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna squeeze it and squeeze it till the eagle grins. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In your pocket, not one penny, and your friend, you haven't got.
Susan Wild from a disc called In the Light that came out a couple of years ago. Her rendition of Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, a tune first recorded by Bessie Smith back in 1929, one that became somewhat of a Depression-era classic. Before hearing Wild, Susan Wild, we heard Marcia Ball from a disc called Blues at Kerrville. And Marcia did a number entitled My Man is a Two-Timer, and again, she'll be performing tonight in Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South. We're going to turn next to a tune that Bessie Smith first recorded back in 1927. We're going to go back, though, to, I believe the date is somewhere around 1972 or so, and listen to David Bromberg's treatment of this this particular tune. Bromberg, a really eclectic performer and musician, multi-instrumentalist, really, really interesting guy. Bromberg is going to do his rendition of Send Me to the Electric Chair, and then we're going to go back to 1927 and listen to Bessie and do her version of that. Why not? We'll get them both. First, David Bromberg here on KRVS.
So, Judge, Your Honor, hear my plea. Before you open up your court, I don't crave no sympathy for what I have to report. I caught up with a gambling Joe. I had warned her about once before.
I pulled my knife and I went insane. The rest you already know. He said, judge, judge, good kind judge, send me to the electric chair. He said, judge, judge, hear me, judge, I wanna get out of here. I want to take a joint to the devil down below. I sliced up my sweet patootie. I gotta read just what I saw. And so judge, judge, hear me, judge, and send me to the electric chair. Listen to me, Judge. Please now send me to the electric chair. He said, Judge, Your Honor, Mister, Sir, I love that girl so dear. I don't want no bondsman to go my bail, and I don't want to spend no 99 years stuck in your stinking jail. Judge, hear me, judge, or send me to the electric chair. Sirica, please send me to the electric chair. Our judge, now judge, Meister judge, bind me 'cause I don't care. First I cut her with my Barlow, and then I kind of kicked her in the side, and then I stood there laughing on her while she bubbled up in the so judge.
Judge, judge,
1927, that was Bessie Smith, the Empress of the Blues, doing the original version of Send Me to the Electric Chair. And before we heard Bessie do it, we heard David Bromberg do it, a little more modern treatment, I guess, although that version is probably a good 40 years old. Bromberg on guitar and vocals with his version of that classic. Next here on KRVS, we're going to do another classic. Here's one that over the years people... like Bob Wills have recorded it, Aretha Franklin, Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, even Merle Haggard has a version of this next tune, a tune written by Richard M. Jones. He is actually on piano on this track. He didn't record it himself until 10 years later. But on vocals, Bertha Chippy Hill from 1926 and Louis Armstrong on cornet. Bertha Hill doing the first rendition of the classic Trouble in Mind.
Let the 219 train
Bertha Chippy Hill, along with Richard M. Jones and Louis Armstrong from 1926, Trouble in Mind. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. This program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. Many of you help keep us on the air and keep these programs going with your annual contributions. We'd like to thank you for that support. Also like to thank our underwriters. Those of you who aren't members, we hope you'll consider signing up and helping us keep these programs going with an annual contribution. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. And we will be entering our fall fundraiser in a couple of weeks, so 2-3 weeks. So anyway, that might be a good time to consider the value public radio holds for you. So consider supporting us. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Also streaming live audio on the web at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 and have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And to take us on up to news time, Eric Sardinas on guitar from his disc Devil's Train with a few bars of a number called Texola. ¶¶